Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio, naghahanda para sa kanyang first ever concert, si Sabrina Araya. Magandang
Hello,
araw, Sabrina.
Magandang araw po.
Siguro yung mga tagapakinig natin, narinig na nila yung boses mo minsan nung dumadalaw ang Harmonico Filipino dito sa SBS. At ang mag-anak na Araya ay mga mag-anak ng mga awit. Tama ba?
Yes, we all do a bit of singing, including my parents, as they're a part of Harmonico Filipino. And I used to join them casually to sing as part of choir at church and at different occasions, as well as here at SBS.
So lahat sa bahay ninyo kumakanta?
My sister, she used to sing, yes. Not so much anymore, although I have continued throughout all the years. I've continued singing, and my parents joined in with me.
So siguro masaya sa bahay ninyo, palaging may jamming.
Yes, always randomly singing down the hallways, in the bathrooms, in the kitchen. Sounds very good, very happy.
Saan ang galing yung hilig ninyo sa pagkanta?
I'm not too sure, actually. Well, both my parents enjoy singing a lot. And I think when I was younger, I saw a singer, and this is what my mother told me. She said that as soon as I saw her perform, I also said, "Mom, I want to do that. I want to sing." So naturally, they put me into lessons, and it progressed from there.
Ilang taon ka nun?
I was around 9 years old when I started lessons. Me and my sister did ensemble, so group singing, and then after that, I continued on my own doing private singing lessons.
Naalala mo ba kung sino yung singer na yon na nag-inspire sa'yo?
I have no idea. Probably she said someone's just singing out, you know, maybe in the shopping centers or somewhere out at a performance, and I happened to catch a glimpse of what would be my future, I guess.
Ngayon, sino yung mga nagbibigay inspirasyon sa'yo na mga awit?
I think my supporters, people who support, and they come and they watch me, my friends, especially my family, my parents and my sister, whenever they come, and it just rekindles my love for my passion as well, and it shows that they also support me and my passion, and then I want to sing even more and, you know, involve everyone as much as possible.
So ngayon, busy ka na kumakanta ka sa mga wedding.
Yes, yes.
Sa mga lounge.
Yeah, I'm part of an acoustic duo. So we do things like weddings and corporate events, private functions, but mostly weddings. So we like to sing all the romantic songs and be included in a lot of people's special days. It's so special to be included in part of someone's special day. Yeah.
Ano yung awit o kanta na palaging nire-request o kasama sa playlist mo pag may kasal?
Oh, that's a hard one. I'd say a lot of Ed Sheeran. A lot of Ed Sheeran, things like At Last.
Etta James?
Yes, Etta James, and maybe
Michael Bublé.
John Legend. Yeah, it differs here and there, but I'd say probably the most requested is a lot of Ed Sheeran songs, of course, because it's naturally so romantic, his lyrics.
So it tells me the age of the people who are getting married as well. It's an indication of the age of the people getting married as well.
Very current.
Pag sa mga gantong pagkakataon, ano yung nakikita mo na, syempre yung mga audience mo sa mga wedding, hindi naman sila lahat Pinoy, hindi ba?
No, we do have, we are part of a few agencies as well. Just to get our work out there, we want to try and do this as much as possible. It's such a rewarding thing to do. It doesn't come to us as a job. It is something that we both love. So when we go there, it's so easy for us to interact with different kinds of people as well who enjoy our performance.
So ano yung feeling na kasi pag sinabi mong kasal,
yes,
iniisip natin, intimate siya na location, yes, hindi ba? Maliit, makikita mo yung mga mukha ng mga tao. So ano yung feeling pag nakikita mo na tumitigil sila at pinapakinggan nila yung awit mo at binibigyan ka nila ng panahon na tinititigan ka talaga nila?
Yeah, they're eagerly listening. Makes me want to do my best.
Nakakonsyus ka pa rin ba?
No, I try not to be. I get excited. People always ask me, do I ever get nervous anymore? I'm more excited. I'm more excited than nervous. Naturally, if you're to do something you love, you know you can do it. You just want everyone else to enjoy while you're doing it as well. So sometimes people cry. Sometimes, you know, they're very focused on the bride and groom. But there are those few people that tend to watch the musicians, and I just reciprocate with my performance.
At naalala nila, uy, yun yung theme song natin. Yeah. That makes me sound
That's
so old.
Theme song.
So, at nagtuturo ka rin sa mga bata.
Yes, I teach kids the same passion. It's really exciting because they have this little fire, and I have to kind of guide that into their own as well. So they don't all sing like me, and I have to try and guide them within, you know, the style that they love, that they support. I can't teach them in the same way for every student. It's different for every student. It's very rewarding, though.
Sinasabi ba nila, turuan mo naman akong kumanta ng Frozen? Or
oh,
may
yeah.
Mga ganun
ba? Yeah. I get excited. I love Disney. I'm actually such a big fan of Disney. And a lot of my students like to sing what they currently see. So whatever comes out in the movies, whatever's on radio. And I try to incorporate different genres as well, like musical theater and a bit of older songs, of course.
Sino-sino yung mga estudyante mo? Karamihan ba mga school age, you know, primary school?
Yeah, so the age range varies from probably the youngest is about 6 and the oldest would have to be older than me, actually. Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, I get mother of 2, and yeah, so probably around 35 or
it mahirap
can
ba
really,
pag mas matanda sa'yo?
No, it's such a breeze. It's really interesting to see where all these people come from, and we all share the same passion. That's why it's a lot easier.
So that's
yeah.
The thing that binds you together.
Yeah, exactly.
Love of music.
Yes. Yes.
At July 29,
yes.
First ever concert. How are you feeling?
Very excited. Everyone that's coming and everyone that talks to me about it asks, you know, are you excited for your concert? It's getting closer. It's getting closer. And it has actually crept up on me very quickly. But I am super excited to bring
that
in. At
my live band.
Yes, I know. I'm very excited.
So para sa mga nakikinig, hindi lang siya backing tracks. So live band talaga.
Yeah, live band, front acts. Food and drink and dancing, of course, afterwards.
So front act ba ang mami at daddy mo?
No. I did ask my dad to perform with me, but I think he gave it a pass.
Kasi siya yung isa sa mga lead roles sa Kalayaan.
Yes.
Kamali, no?
Yes.
Ano-anong awiti na nga asahan nila sa gabing iyon?
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot to be presented. I have a program of about 25 to 26 songs, including some medleys. So one in particular is Mariah Carey, because she was such a singing icon.
In the 90s.
And especially, I think it would be safe to say that she was one of my largest influences as a singer, as I developed as a kid into adolescent. And even now, she has such technique and range. Wouldn't you agree?
So ano yung favorite song mo ni Mariah? One Sweet Day.
Oh, I've sang that one too many times in the karaoke. Probably not that one. I would say the most defining one would be Hero, only because it rekindled my passion for singing. I remember there was a time where we went out to a karaoke place on Ligon Street, and I saw another girl sing this particular song. My mom's like, "Oh, you should sing on the karaoke machine." I was too shy at that time. So what I did was I went off and I practiced that song, and I came back. When the next time we came back, I sang that song, and from then on, it just progressed.
Can you sing a few lines for us today?
Sure, I'll sing that song.
There's a hero. If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer if you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know will melt away.
Zabrina Araya sa Eureka Hotel, July 29.
Yes, July 29 at in Richmond, Eureka Hotel. And we'll be having lots of drinks, canapes, and lots of dancing afterwards. Salamat. So thank you for your support, everyone.
Salamat, Sabrina.
Thank you.